Welcome back, it's Clint Salter from Studio Success Formula. And in this lesson, we're talking about building an awesome open day or open house at your studio to increase new student enrollments. It's one thing for people to have a look on your website, but it's another to get your prospective students and their families in the door. Running an open day once a quarter and more in the lead up to the new dance year is a fantastic way to promote your studio to the local community. From running free workshops to uniform fashion parades and talks from experts, in this lesson, I'll share with you the steps for creating an open day that generates new student leads and boosts your studio's culture. Many studios organize open days or houses when they start off the new year, but many don't leverage the opportunity as much as they could or should. You see, by running these events, you can get a large amount of people through your doors that generally wouldn't have the opportunity to see what you do. Not to mention, it's great to run these events to re-enroll current students into the new year. So let's run through the different types of open day or open house events that you could put on at your studio. Now, the first one is the 2-hour mini open house. So you may want to run this each week on a different afternoon the month leading up to the new dance year. These mini events simply give potential new students and their parents the opportunity to come and see your studio along with meet you and your teachers and to ask any questions they have about enrolling for classes. You should always get a number of teachers to come along to these events. Your teachers are your backbone of your studio, and it's very important that they're there speaking with people who are interested in your classes. By having the teachers there, it also shows parents and students the level of commitment your teachers have. During this event, I would encourage you to set up one or two televisions that can play vision of your classes, competitions, recitals, or concerts. You may even want to cut together a 5-minute reel that showcases all of the different aspects of your studio, your classes, teachers, as well as highlighting your achievements over the years. You can just put this on loop so it continues playing. This doesn't need to cost you the world either. You can simply jump onto Elance or Fiverr and get a great looking reel inexpensively. Just make sure you spend the time creating a detailed brief that they can follow. You also want them to use royalty-free music so you can use it anywhere that you like. You will need to make sure during the 2-hour event that you have everything on hand that new student enrollments need to make their decision. You'll need your enrollment form. Some studios are doing only online enrollments through their management software, which can be done via an iPad or tablet, which is super convenient. You'll also need to have on hand any information like timetables, rules and regulations, uniform price lists to give them when they sign up. Also, make sure you have your enrollment gifts ready to hand out on the day. I also encourage you to ask if they'd like to organize their uniform then. Some studios I work with say to new families that if they purchase their uniform today, then they'll receive half the enrollment. You know, they only need to pay half the enrollment or registration fee. Now, not everyone will register as a student on the day. So the most important thing here is to make sure you get, you guessed it, contact details so that you can add them to your newsletter database. Think of it like when you go to view a house to rent or buy from a real estate agent, they're going to ask you for contact details. It's the same thing here. They will then receive your newsletter, making sure your studio stays top of mind. You may also like to have some balloons out the front of the studio and inside the studio to create more of an energetic environment. These should be very low cost to you, but highly effective in confirming new student enrollments. Your other option is to run a 4 to 6 hour open day or open house where you have special things happening across the day. This is a much larger event that you can run 2 to 4 times per year. It's as much about new student acquisition as it is retention of current students, and generally works best on a Saturday between 10 to 2 or 10 to 4. As with the small event, you ensure you have all the new enrollment materials available, but you also run a number of other things during the day. Create a schedule that you can email out as well as share on social media. As this is a big event, you should spend some time working out your strategy for marketing it. Start marketing 4 weeks out from the event by emailing your current student list, encouraging them to share the event with their friends. Not only can they forward on the email, but they can also promote the event through social media. Give them access to a Facebook cover photo that you'll have designed that they can upload to their profile. Current students love to get involved in these events, so give them all the promotional materials they need to promote the event. You could even run a promotion where you say, bring along one friend to the open day or open house event to receive 1 week's worth of classes free. The parents loved that one. This would run separately to your referral program, which we will talk about in an upcoming lesson. Other ways to promote the event is through paid Facebook adverts, strategic partnerships through distributing, you know, flyers and posters and direct mail campaigns. If you're putting the time and energy into running this event, ensure you spend the time really getting it out there. Being proactive and really looking at every promotional opportunity that is going to provide you with an excellent outcome. The other thing is that you don't need to organize this all on your own. Get your office staff and teachers involved in making this happen. They will love being a part of this. Okay, so some ideas of what other really cool things and great things you can do on an open day include face painting. Speak with a local party business and ask them to supply someone or two people that can come dress up and paint faces for a few hours. In return, they can promote their parties on the day and will be included in the promotional material. Workshops. You can either run a few workshops with your current awesome teachers, or maybe you want to look at getting a guest teacher or two in that has a profile and will bring more students through the door. If you bring in a guest teacher, make sure as part of the deal that they promote it, that they're appearing at the open day, and include the poster with the details. So they could put this on social media. In regards to the classes you offer, offer the ones that are most popular across a number of age groups. For example, it could be jazz classes for 6 to 10, 10-year-olds, 10 to 13-year-olds, and 14+. Make sure you get loads of photos of the workshops that you and your students can share on social media. Allow for 5 to 10 minutes after the workshop for photos. Class viewings. If you're running your open day on a Saturday during a regular dance week, have a number of classes that are open, which means people that are interested in coming to see your classes can see them in action. Make sure you get written permission from the parents first, though. Best to include this on your enrollment form so you don't need to get additional paperwork filled out. There's then a Q&A teacher panel. In between a workshop or class, you may want to hold a 20-minute Q&A panel with you and a few teachers. Here, people can ask you questions about the studio, but also having a career in the industry. This is great for your current students as well and potential new students and their family. There's then the expert talk, so about having a future career in the entertainment industry. You may also like the person who takes your workshop to do a 20 to 30 minute Q&A where students and parents can ask them questions about their experience and career. There's a bunch of value in this, and people love hearing aspiring stories from people they admire and want to be like. If it's okay with the person, you could video bits of the talk and post them on your website and social media accounts. If you've got a smartphone, you can just do it on that. Nice and easy. Next up, we've got a uniform fashion parade. So some studios offer modeling, so this is a great one for them. Have a fashion parade that shows off your uniform. Even if you don't offer modeling, this can be a great addition to your event as it gives your students something really fun to be a part of while promoting your uniform range. You may also like to do a special for the day where if they spend, for example, $100, they'll receive something for free, like a top or a dance bag. Prizes from local businesses. It's always fun if you can give out prizes during the day, and what better place to look for prizes than from local businesses? Go to your local beautician, hairdressers, car wash, gym, or similar, and see if they will donate a prize for the day. In return, you can promote them with advertising on the day on your promotional material. So now it is your turn. There you have it. A great way for you to get many people through your door in one place at one time. Now it's your turn to start planning your next open day or open house. I encourage you to open your diary and lock in some dates that will work so that you can start getting them underway. Remember, you ideally want to run one small one per week for the 4 weeks leading up to the new dance year, and larger events 2 to 4 times per year. Thanks so much for joining me in this lesson. Take care and see you on the flip side. Now, if you want to take the conversation further, then you just need to click the link above and jump on over to our VIP membership site. This is where I am answering all of your questions. I look forward to seeing you there, and I look forward to seeing you on our next lesson. It's a really great one. Take care. See you soon. Bye for now.